To Warn Radio. Warn Radio with your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower.
Thanks for listening.
One.
Greetings and welcome to Warn Radio. I am Tower and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your correspondence and inquiries of the WIBR Warn Radio Network to us through our contact page on warn-usa.com. Be sure to follow the WIBR Warn Radio on Twitter by using hashtag WatchmanIS216 and hashtag Warn Radio. On LinkedIn, use hashtag Watchman. And join us on USA.life and MeWe with hashtag Warn Radio. You can join us on Parler by using at Watchman DGS, and join us on Clout Club by at Warn Radio. You can listen to the Warn Radio Network through the following carriers: Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes Player, Apple Podcast, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Warn Radio Visions on Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Anchor, Deezer, and Podchaser. And of course, you can go to warn-usa.com or danaglennsmith.com to listen to the shows as well. Please take time to read the pertinent articles by The Watchman. They're very important, they're inspired and anointed, and they apply to this day and age that we're living in. The first article is Father, Call No Man Your Father. Today we look at the word father and understand in the world there are those that for centuries have pushed deception. Also, no classification, conspiracy beyond the conspiracies. When it was said and done, Adam Weishaupt, a Bavarian professor, philosopher, had to flee his position at the University of Ingolstadt in Bavaria. The date was 1784, and his ideas, writings, and words were sedition. Thus he was banned. He had to flee. And don't miss this read, The American Civil War, Then and Now. The American Civil War, Then and Now is a featured post. Many years ago, I originally wrote about a second civil war coming to America. This was about a little after I wrote my first book, D-Day for America. I rewrote the article in 2017, and now we bring it back again to introduce the featured post. But men forget history or fail to heed its warnings. Today, in 2020, we have a divisive country with many more threats today than ever before. So you can go to warn-usa.com or danaglennsmith.com to read those articles and more. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn. Greetings, everybody. Welcome to another Friday edition of Sound the Shofar. Today we begin a new series, House Divided, Fighting God, the Kingdom Men. This is part one. We're going to be talking about some stuff that would intro into this. The study itself is Fighting God, the Kingdom Men. This part one, which is really more like an intro, is a House Divided. You know, when we talk about a house divided, the first thing that comes to mind for me, because I do preach both the New and the Old Testament, or the Tanakh and the Brit Kaddish. You think of Israel, Judah and the northern tribes. We call them the lost tribes of Israel today, or the house of Israel and Judah. One had 10 tribes, the house of Israel, and Judah, Benjamin, and the priests, the Levites, were in Jerusalem. When you separate a house like that, you have one house, which was the northern tribes, that did their own thing. And then you had the other, that was where the priests were and where you could hear the word of God. It's supposed to represent the main word of God, that portion that God had set aside precisely in this judgment when he divided the house for the house of David, because those promises were going to flow through there. That's where our Lord descended from, the house of David in the flesh. That's where he was. In the spirit, the Son of God. And so you always think of that, a house divided. You think of the two houses of Israel, and the one that we have in Israel today is primarily Judah that's been there fighting all along to keep it. And there are other people in there that identify with other tribes. And there's prophecies about God gathering the house of Israel. Yet whenever we look at Judah, and in this aspect we are, because in this whole thing, we do have something that Jeremiah, in Jeremiah 18, he was told to go down to the potter's house. And the Lord said to him, "There I'll cause you to hear my words." So Jeremiah says, "Then I went down to the potter's house. Behold, he wrought a work on the wheels." And this is making clay, I mean having clay, and making various things out of it. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. Something happened. It didn't work as it should have. And you can't have a pot or any kind of a vessel that you're making that has some kind of a problem with it, because it will never work when it hardens. It'll have that weak spot in it. So he made another vessel as seemed good to this potter to make it. Not satisfied with clay that's marred. See, the Lord is not satisfied with the sins of men, the fall of man. He had created man, and men fell. The Lord wasn't caught off guard by this, because when we speak of the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, Yahshua, he was slain before the foundations of the world. He was crucified. This, in other words, him and the Father had spoke about what to do. That man was going to need a redeemer. Foreknowledge of God is what that's called. And so that's why Yahshua had to come. But there were also, in the beginning, you go from Abraham, you go to Moses and the covenant, you move forward till the time that David had the kingdom, then Solomon, and then it was divided. God had primarily chosen one house to bring his presence and word to, the house of Israel. But then it got divided because they fell away. So the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, and this is what the Lord told him. O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. He can do with Israel as he pleases. He's the one that blessed them. He's the one that delivered them out of Egypt. And he goes on to say, at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom, to pluck it up, to pull it down, and to destroy it. In other words, he's sending judgment, and we saw judgment. You can find it easily in the Tanakh, in the before Israel's time. But he says, if that nation against whom I have pronounced, against whom he had pronounced this judgment, that nation to whom he said, I'm going to pluck you up, pull you down, and I'm going to destroy you, all for their sins. Because he says, if that nation against whom I have pronounced turn from their evil. See, that's the repentance. I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. As in the case of Nineveh, when Jonah went to preach, they repented. The problem is, 70 years later, they forgot it. And so God sent a prophet to declare that too. Nahum. And Nineveh was destroyed because they went back to what they were doing. They didn't repent. He goes on to say, and at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build it and to plant it. So this nation, he's going to build and he's going to plant it. He's going to bless it, as in the case of Israel. The promise that God had given to Abraham was finally fulfilled, and the promise did not go to Ishmael. It went to Isaac. And so out of that, the 12 tribes came. You know the history. So if that nation, which God is going to build and going to plant it, if it does evil in my sight, he tells Jeremiah, that it obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good wherewith I said I would benefit them. So God repents of that. He's no longer going to build it. He's no longer going to plant it. Why? Because it's doing wickedness. God doesn't have anything to do with wickedness. He can't. So if you go your own way and decide to do wickedness and reject his word, then he'll repent of any good that he said that he would do to you. Now in verse 11, the Lord tells Jeremiah, now therefore go to, speak to the men of Judah, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I frame evil against you and devise a device against you. Return you now, every one from his evil way, and make your ways and your doings good. Jeremiah finally goes down. So the word of the Lord first comes to Jeremiah to explain this judgment thing. If there's an evil kingdom and they repent, then I'll repent of what I was going to do to it. If it's a kingdom that I'm trying to build up, I was going to bless them because they're doing good. If they turn from the evil that they now have done, then I'll repent of the evil that I thought to do to them. So if that nation is suddenly blessed, you know, in the beginning, I mean, we can take America, we can take Israel. Israel fell away from the Lord, divided into two houses. We got two houses in America today. We have a division of those who want to destroy America and those who want to keep America. But see, the problem you have is the America that God had promised to build up has turned away from the Lord in a major way. Now you see, this is not under the old covenant. This is during the new covenant. But God was still going to bless Israel. Because there was revivals in this nation. There was all kinds of people going to all kinds of churches. They were preaching the word of God. They did not do evil. Now, not everybody in the nation was perfect, but there was enough of these. Remember Sodom and Gomorrah. If they could have found just a few righteous, God would have spared it, but they couldn't. In this nation, we've always had these that were seeking the Lord. And there was always those that didn't, but there was always enough of that influence that God's blessing stayed here. So within the kingdom war, there's always two houses. There's two sides. And basically, you can get to the devil's side and you can get to the Lord's side. Period. That's it. There's no other side to be. You're either on the side of the Lord or you're on the side of the devil. I had a young man contact me many, many years ago over one of the stuff I did concerning Halloween. And he was just absolutely radicalized, full of hatred. But we talked. And he says, well, I believe in the Lord, but I also serve Satan. I wrote him back, said, you can't do that. We talked for a while, and then he disappeared into the internet world. You see, you're not going to serve the Lord Jesus Christ and the devil. You're not going to serve the Lord Jesus Christ in your lusts. You're not going to serve the Lord Jesus Christ in any kind of evil. You have to repent of him. You have to walk in the light, 1 John 1. First of all, you have to receive him, 1 John. You have to be born again of the Spirit. John 1, rather, not 1 John. And then John 3, born of the Spirit of God. You have to abide in him. And you can read John 10 through 17 for more. You can read Romans 3 through 7 talking about sin and confession of sin and the whole related aspects. So there is definitely something here. And so Jeremiah is going to them and he told them this, and this is what they said. There is no hope. But we will walk after our own devices, and we will do everyone the imagination of his evil heart. They refused to repent. Now, the rest of that chapter, I'm not going to go through it. Jeremiah tells them what's going to happen. It's not fun. Jeremiah decidedly was an enemy of Judah, or so many of them thought. Because he was always preaching to them that Babylon is going to take them over because they won't repent. See, this is the kingdom battle. If you got a nation or a people serving God, the devil's right there. And if that nation or people have their defenses up spiritually and morally before God and walking in Him, the devil has stayed. But when you stop walking in the light as He is in the light, and you refuse it and reject it, and there's not enough influence for good, and the nation begins to wane, the devil can send in his principalities and powers to destroy it even more. That's why you have America today totally divided. Last night was the last night of the RNC. President Trump received a nomination and accepted it. Everybody was happy there. They had about 1,000 people in the Rose Garden. But down the street, I was watching last night, and I could see the lights, and I could even hear the loudspeakers, because there was probably 100 protesters or more out there on the streets that absolutely hate Trump. They hate all of his supporters. And when the supporters left, for instance, Rand Paul, he was surrounded by these Antifa. They were surrounding all the people that came out of there, and the cops had to escort him to safety. See, that's how close the devil is in America today. You have the White House right over there, and if these guys could, they would have burned it down. But see, inside, watching that last night of the convention, the whole convention has been totally inspiring. There's no doubt about that. But see, when Chris Wallace and another commentator who happens to be black, very famous on there, Juan, I think that's his first name, neither one of them could see anything except for the fact that, well, he's talked about this before. And last night, Trump was talking to his people about how important the election is and the difference between the two sides. That they will take it from you if you let them. And that's true. And that's the way it happens. The devil will take it. Now, even Revelation says, be careful that no man take your crown. See, the devil can take your crown. He can take your hope. He can steal your children. He can steal your country if you're not prepared spiritually and morally and walking in the way that God deems. Now, see, it's too bad that Chris and Juan, neither one, could grasp the picture. They were flippant, it sounded to me, about it. It doesn't matter, because in the end, Trump wasn't talking to the media. He don't care one iota about the media. They're always going to talk evil about him. They always have. He was trying to reach his people. But see, his RNC convention consisted of people telling their real stories of what happened to them and how Trump helped them, and it was totally inspiring all four nights. It was always, God bless America. It was always, God bless you, when they were speaking to the audience and those who were listening to them. You look at the DNC, it was totally selfish, self-centered, hateful, and they spoke about one thing. They spoke about hating Trump and how bad Trump is all the time. Now, Paul warned us that there'd be those that would be men in the last days, this is people, would be despisers of those who were good. Make no mistake, Trump represents somebody that stands for Israel more than any other, stands for the Christian faith more than any other. Although Christians were also upset because of the Vice President Pence talking about keeping your eye fixed on the flag when they were upset because he should have said on Christ. He did talk about the Lord. He always talks about the Lord, but they got offended. See, even the church gets offended. But see, at a time like this, Trump is trying to tell you that if he can't continue with what he's doing, then they're going to simply undo everything and you're going to return worse than what Obama had. But see, there's a lot of people during Obama that didn't have the problems with what he was doing. Obama had, I think, probably 40-some percent of the population in America that, quite frankly, want a socialist regime here. They want total open borders and let everybody come in, no matter who they are, which is stupid, to say the least. It's the most ignorant and foolish policy that any people ever came up with. But see, that is what happens when you fall away from the Lord. The Lord says that he will choose your delusions and bring your own fears upon you. When you fall away and you're in there, the principalities and powers will deceive you to where you think you're doing good. God can give you over to reprobate mind because you have rejected his word. And see, the people in America, the ones that are born here, and a lot of them that are protesting, are white. And there's a lot of churches, a lot of Bible and the name of Christ that's been thrown around, spoke around, cursed around, stomped on, preached fervently, believed upon in this country for generation upon generation. But see, you're only a short ways away. See, I think Trump even said that in America, a country can only be one generation away from losing everything. Well, in Christianity, you're really about three generations away from total apostasy from God. Now, it can happen in one generation. But see, the parents who are fervent beget children who are not quite as fervent, who beget children who are really not at fervent and don't care at all, and then the next generation can be totally dark. For we can remember the words that said of Israel, and there came a generation that knew not God, the Lord. You see, when we're talking about fighting God, it's really described in Psalms 2. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? They do that all the time. We have problems, not just in America, with the government, with the division and riots. A lot of nations do today. There's a lot of problems. The attack is on globally. Now, we were warned because the devil knows that he has but a short time. And he's raging. He will rage through the heathen. He will rage through the people. And that is exactly why when we look at the beasts, there's two beasts in Revelation 13. They come out of the sea when he sees them. The sea being the people. The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. See, in other words, all of the laws that God has made and everything that he has done, they have decided, that's enough, I've had enough. Well, we've said that all the time. That's why you find in New York, for instance, they're just one among others who have some of the worst late-term abortions up till the point of birth where they can kill the child. And see, you have people today, leaders, that are defying God every day around the world. And you have groups of people, like the radical Hindus, who are persecuting, killing Christians throughout India. You have the radical Islamists who are killing people in many areas of the world. For instance, Nigeria, where you have Boko Haram, Al-Shabaab, Al-Qaeda, ISIS. You have the Fulani tribesmen. I mean, you have a lot going on there. You have the Taliban over in Afghanistan. You have Hezbollah down in Lebanon, and you have them into Iraq. Not too long ago, one of the radical Muslims said, "We refuse to show mercy to you people," speaking of Christians. He is speaking to a Christian. "We're going to kill you where we can." That's what they do. And you see, Americans have no clue because we haven't really been persecuted. But see, if you don't get out and vote for your freedom, and there's only one man up there to do it, and that's Trump right now. There's nobody else standing up to do it. The Democrats have totally sold themselves out to Marxism because the Black Lives Matter is a lie. All lives matter because the Lord died for all people. And if you would watch what's been going on in the RNC, they have had loads of these people. You can call them Negroid, you can call them Afrikaners, but they're not. You can call them Uncle Toms, but they're not. They're sincere Americans who love their families, and they want a good place to raise them, and they want to be safe. It's not the cops killing the blacks, as these nincompoop rich basketball players think. The biggest threat to blacks are blacks themselves who kill their own people. It's the abortion of blacks, which is one of the worst in the nation. And it's not just blacks. There's Indian nations that have severe drug problems. There's also a lot of whites that have severe drug problems. But to pinpoint and blame everything on race is a lie. It's not race, it's sin. It's rebellion. And the one you can see, the Ten Commandments of Marxism, every day. The first one is tear down everything they're used to. You remove their traditions. You destroy who they think they are. You denigrate their race. You curse their family. You curse everything. You bring it down constantly, tearing away. You destroy their income by destroying their stores. You create chaos in the streets constantly, all the time, never giving up. And see, they have money now, and they've always had money that comes in and helps them. And you've got wickedness. These are men, and it's not just George Soros. Many blame him. There's a lot you don't know about that funnel it. And you already have wicked people in government in these Democrat-run cities, especially the attorney generals, the prosecuting attorney, and others who are sold out. And what they do is, they will absolutely not enforce anything. The police arrest the people. They'll let them go. They won't charge them. So as you do this, these people that are doing this get encouraged. It's not going to go away unless you deal with it. The Democrats are planning on doing anything they can to beat Trump, including cheating. So if you stay home, if you don't vote, if you don't get down there, and if you see them cheating, you need to stop them. Because they're going to take your country from you. And when they do, they're going to go into your churches and they're going to do just like they do overseas. We have reported on this time in and time out. And you who are looking at your golden edifices of your churches and you millionaire pastors are going to find out your little world is not safe. Because your world is not based on money as you think it is. It's based on faith in the good Lord. So when you look at Psalm 2, and it was written a long time ago, it describes what's happening today. It says, he that sits in the heavens shall laugh, and the Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath, and vex them in his sore displeasure. That's the part you don't want to be here for. You don't want to be on that end of him. That will happen during the wrath of God tribulation. Yet I have set my king upon my holy hill of Zion, and he will be there. He's coming again, Yahshua, the greater son of David, Jesus Christ our Lord. And he will set up his throne. I will declare to the decree, the Lord hath said unto me, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Jesus Christ, Yahshua, is the only begotten son of God. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost part of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with the rod of iron, and thou shalt dash them pieces like a potter's vessel. Now that is the power that the Father has given unto his Son. And the advice in Psalm 2 says, be wise now, therefore, O kings, be instructed, you judges of the earth. There's also corrupt judges. See, and in the Old Testament, and in Israel especially, if you had a king that served the Lord God, then the rest of the people served him. If you had a king that served Baal, the people would serve Baal. In the time of the judges, if you had evil judges, everything was bad. If you had good judges, things went well. That's the way it was. It's the same way here. Same way in any nation. Verse 11, serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Verse 12, kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. That is the Son of God. You see, America, you can almost fit America in every one of these scenarios. You can find something relating to the New Testament in just about every passage and contextually relating to what is happening today. You can learn lessons, spiritual lessons, deep insights all the time. And for those churches and pastors and people that have thrown out what we call the Old Testament, you do so to the peril of your own soul. Because all of these writings, and I'm not talking about the New Testament, the Lord didn't have that. He had the Old Testament. The apostles had everything what we would call the Old Testament, plus the other writings. That's what they taught out of. Your New Testament came out of that because the apostles were given the wisdom and the knowledge to translate that, to preach it and teach it, so the people could walk in a way that the Lord had deemed. Today you're saved by grace through faith. Today you can have that relationship. Today God allows nations to repent. But if you have a nation falling away, he will allow you to have what you want. Now see, the choice this year is stark. And you see these kind of choices all the time. Now, you see, it was precisely during this convention, and it on the last day of the convention, they were praying and talking about this big hurricane. It was a Cat 4. It was one of the highest and worst storms they've had in 150 years. Not necessarily in damage, but in winds. It was the highest wind that they had ever seen in 150 years. And the fact that you had something of that magnitude during Trump's, what Trump was doing, and the RNC, it shows you that in your political processes and what is going on, that you have a choice. And you'll need to choose wisely, because you can choose the one, or you can choose that which Biden offers and the leftists who want to destroy everything you've ever known. You wouldn't be the first nation to lose everything. See, that's the problem. Kingdoms come and go. And see, the people are stupid in thinking that when I destroy America, get rid of all of the MAGA people, you know, get rid of Trump out of another term, then we can make everything right and we can go have our own agenda and do what we want to do. That's only going to go so far. There's not a socialist nation on earth that can operate on their own, and that includes China. China, the only reason China got rich is because America helped her. Because we had president after president, Democrat and Republican, who supported China. Walmart, Target, and many of the others bought everything from China. Obama had a communist flag that he waved around. We know that because we followed it. And the only reason China has what they have today is because they got rich through our commerce and what is available in America and what we consume. That's the only reason. They can act pompous and they can act rich today because of what America did for them. And they know it. That's why they back in Biden. But see, what they don't understand is once this nation goes down, it will never consume what it did before. It will never be what it will before. Matter of fact, this will be one of the worst places to live on the face of this earth. There will be nothing here. At first, it will seem like a godsend to them, but it will go down quickly. There will never be enough people working to support all those people that these morons want to bring in. They're morons because you have to have an income base. You have to be able to work and live and take care of the people that are in your country, and the people that come in, you got to make sure that you're allowing people in that don't want to destroy what you have. And that's what happens. Remember the Lord when he... And you see this in Scripture. They would throw a net overboard. And they would catch fish and they would throw out the bad fish. Everything you see in Scripture, including when you get in Matthew and Mark and Luke, and we talk about Luke 21, Mark 13, Matthew 24, they're separating the good from the bad. See, that's a biblical principle. People that came into this country before wanted to live, wanted to become American, wanted to help, wanted to participate, and wanted to make it better. The people you're getting today are thugs, convicted murderers, rapists from other countries, as well as those who want to destroy it. And then there's the good ones. Now, I've known a lot of good, mainly the Mexicans out of Mexico is the ones I knew. I've known some from Bolivia and other countries as well. I worked with them. I knew them. Great people. Some of them are my friends to this day. I have got some Mexican people across from me. Ties directly to Mexico. I know their relatives out of the same family. Great people. Good people. But you see, there are those that will come in to destroy this land when you do that. And then when you give them all free health care, Americans don't get free health care. At least the working ones don't. And if you've got a business, you got to work hard. I have had a catering business. I've had a restaurant. I've been in the business. And I have done everything from executive chef, chef, food and beverage manager, general manager, to business owner. And I can tell you that during all of these different presidents, whether the Republican or Democrat, it was harder than all get out to try to make a living and get everything paid and make sure everything is going right. So when you add in socialism and do what these idiots want to do, it's going to destroy your country. Now see, that's what happens when God's blessing goes away from a nation. God's blessing has been slowly moving away as far as helping this nation because we continue to fall away. But yet in this election, there's a stark contrast. There is a final warning, and it says, you want this country, you need to understand that you're going to need my blessings, and it is not going to come if you go the other way. Because we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that a lot that you will find that are rioting on the street, you've got pagans out there now. They don't believe in the Lord God. They don't like Christians. They don't like churches. They don't like MAGA people. They don't like anything to do with the Constitution. They don't like anything to do with what America was. They've been brainwashed. And I'll tell you, one of the worst places, and I've said that many times, and that is the technology that you love, the internet that you love, the computers that you love. Now, we use it for the Lord. But the devil is going to enslave you with it. And he's already enslaved the minds of a lot of our young people, and they're out on the streets because deception on the internet is rife. It's about time you woke up, because if you don't wake up, you're not going to have a country. You're going to be sitting at home, and someone's going to break the door down, and your ass is going to be in jail or in some camp. Now see, Chris Wallace and Juan Williams, by the way, they don't see the threat at all. The Republicans, there's 200 of them who endorse Biden. They don't see the threat because they don't want to, because they hate Trump mainly because he whipped them, he beat them. The Democrats hate him because he beat him. And he beat him because God helped him. You see that in God's judgment there is a mercy. He gives you a taste. Now this is what it couldn't be like. But it's not going to be if you don't get up and do something. You're still going to have problems, though, even if Trump's elected, because these people are planning on making war the day he's done. And I'll tell you, Hillary and Pelosi and a lot of the Democrats, The ones who hate Trump, they're going to come out with another impeachment. They're going to try to say that he stole the election. No matter what you do, it's going to be hell. But there's a worse hell if you go the other way. Now, what does this have to do with our teaching? Everything. You're not fighting people, folks. You're fighting principalities and powers. These principalities are in America right now. And they get in there by entrapping people in the lusts of the flesh and the desires of the mind. Now, if people have totally rejected the Lord and refused to go back, then these people are going to be in a lot of trouble. Because I can tell you that people do change their mind. Because God can bring them to a point where they see the light, even though they've been stubborn. This is about people. This is about nations. This is about the principalities, and there's always two kingdoms. There's the kingdom of God and the kingdom of the devil. The kingdom of light, the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of right, the kingdom of wrong. The kingdom of righteousness, the kingdom of unrighteousness. Now you see, the communists in China believe that they are so powerful they can fight God, and that's what they've been doing, by destroying the churches and everything there. They're going to find out otherwise. Kim Jong-un, we haven't heard from him for a while, but his whole family have fought God. The whole existence of North Korea has been one of the worst persecutions of Christian believers anywhere at any time. Pakistan does show signs of hope, but they have been fueled with the persecution of Christians. India is the same way through the radical Hindus today. Nigeria is rife with radical Islamists who refuse to give any mercy to Christians, will kill them, will pillage them, will rape them, will burn their homes or their churches and everything else. We see this worldwide. And I can tell you that on the other end of your conquest, there is trouble. Because we are living in the last days. But see, we can look to the Lord, and for America speaking, if Trump gets in, which I think he will, because I think God will make a way for him. But frankly, I've mentioned this to a few people, not many. I'm basically been waiting this whole time. Because you see, I'm a watchman. I wait. I will see what the Lord has done. And I will know which way I must go. Because you see, there's a sovereign God and he doesn't play games. If you don't want him, that's fine. If you want this nation to go to hell, he'll let you. Because I can tell you the sins, and there's one of them, the blood guilt, just from the aborted babies alone. And you have the audacity to say that Black Lives Matter? How foolish are you people? And I mean all of you, including the whites. You're foolish. You will save the whales and you will kill the babies. There's a picture that was on Clout Hub. And we are on Clout Hub and Parler. So if you want to find us on there, look for Warren Radio. At any rate, a picture shows a guy who had went to an abortion center behind there and dug the dead bodies of the babies they aborted out and took them home. He washed them and cleansed them for burial. It was one of the most moving sights of a picture I have seen in Tower 2. See, we do not even count that. They're nothing. But that baby was alive. That baby had a spirit. And see, that's not all the sins. So you better think twice about this election. You better think about your family. And you better understand. Now see, in this series, we're going to talk about fighting God. Those who are fighting God. We're going to talk about the kingdom war. Now we win in the end, folks. But it's until that step is where the trial of your faith is at. This has been the intro, the introduction. And I talk about America to show you how even though we're reading out of the Old Testament, these things apply. So as verse 12 says, kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. But blessed are all those that put their trust in him. And today that is through Yeshua, Jesus Christ our Lord. John 1, receive him. John 3, be born again of the Spirit. John 10 through 17, abide in him, be united in him, follow him. Be connected to him. Keep his words. Walk in his commandments. Be faithful. And 1 John 1, walk in the light as he is in the light. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Father, I thank you for your word today and for those that hear. Bless those who hear. Give them understanding. Help them to prepare wherever they hear this. Help them, Father, to find help and safety and deliverance from any and all enemies. For those who have no food or shelter or clothing, I pray that they would find some. Lord, it's imperative that this nation does survive, because out of this nation flows many humanitarian efforts to relieve people worldwide, to help them. Yet, Lord, the judgment is in your hands, and I ask in your judgment, have mercy, give us time, and be with Trump and his family and all those who work with him, and give them the wisdom to guide this nation. Be with this election, and stay the hands of those who would be deceptive, deceitful, and evil in stealing this election. And stay the hand of all these people on the streets that are trying to destroy this country. And those who have a heart to hear, let them hear the truth and come unto thee, O Lord, to be saved. Let the word go forth. Let thy mercy, O Lord, which is abundant, be available. Let them find you. In Jesus' name, be blessed. Shalom.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio.